In this bulletin, New South Wales records 1,220 new local COVID cases. Matthew Guy replaces Michael O'Brien as Victorian Liberal leader. And in sport, Swiss Olympic champion Belinda Bencic victorious in the fourth round of the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcazzo. New South Wales has recorded 1,220 new local COVID cases today and 8 deaths. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's pleased with vaccination rate results in parts of the state.
Parramatta's over 81%, Canterbury Bankstown's over 76% and Dubbo's over 77%. So we're really pleased with those results and we just ask people to keep coming forward. And of course our message is don't be left behind. Obviously when these local government areas are in the high 80s and the state average is 74%, it means some areas in the state are falling behind and we want to make sure we have targeted strategies in those communities. So don't be left behind when we start opening up.
New South Wales is 6 weeks away from the most significant pressure ever placed on its intensive care systems, according to expert modelling. Authorities are expecting a 7-day average of about 1,500 cases in September and over 550 COVID-positive patients who will require intensive care. Victoria has recorded 246 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. 90 cases are linked to known outbreaks and 156 are mystery cases. Meantime, a COVID-19 vaccination blitz of Victorian Year 12 students is underway after a dedicated hotline was flooded with calls. Victoria is aiming to get all of Year 12 students vaccinated with at least one dose before their final exams. Queensland has reported no new local COVID cases today. More than 53% of eligible Queenslanders have had their first vaccine dose, and over 34% are fully vaccinated. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there will be more pop-up clinics around the state and community outreach.
Queensland Health currently has about 80 vaccination centres open across the state. Now, over the next 2 months, of course, we mentioned that we've got a new mass vaccination centre starting up in Cairns. We're going to have mobile pop-up clinics. We're going to have that mobile van that started in Yarrabilba, an advertising campaign encouraging Queenslanders to get vaccinated.
A sixth truck driver with COVID-19 has been detected in South Australia. Authorities say the man travelled through the state to deliver timber on Thursday and Friday last week. Premier Stephen Marshall says his focus right now is on getting as many COVID jabs into the arms of people in the state. Mr. Marshall says authorities are considering requiring the state's truck drivers to operate double vaccinated.
As we get these additional doses, we're opening up more capacity. 42 stations, up to 96 stations here, 35,000 additional appointments at Wavell between today and the middle of October. So there's plenty of other opportunities for people to get themselves vaccinated. Jump online, book an appointment, come down here to Wavell, get yourself vaccinated.
And Matthew Guy has been voted as Victorian Liberal leader after toppling Michael O'Brien in a leadership spill. MPs voted 20-11 for a leadership spill at a party room meeting this morning. Mr. Guy led the Victorian Liberals to an election defeat in 2018 and says it's his job to lead them to an election in 14 months' time.
A plan, not just for lockdowns, but for recovery, to be positive about our state. Victoria's best days are ahead of it, not behind it, and we should be focused on that. We should be focused on unifying our state, on growing our state together, not on dividing people, not on dividing Victorians in the language of division. It's time for the language of healing, the language of one Victoria to move forward.
Turning to sport, and Swiss Olympic champion Belinda Bencic survived a punishing first set tiebreak to defeat seventh seed Iga Świątek of Poland in the fourth round of the US Open. The pair battled through the 23-minute tiebreak inside Louis Armstrong Stadium. Świątek's 5-2 lead in the breaker evaporated when Bencic won four straight points. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth, sunny and 28 degrees, partly cloudy and 17 in Adelaide, cloudy and 17 in Melbourne, a possible early shower and 13 in Hobart, sunny and 19 in Canberra, much the same and 22 in Wollongong, sunny and 22 in Sydney, also sunny and 23 in Newcastle, sunny and 24 in Brisbane, a shower or two and 27 for Cairns. And in Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.